Decisions Made Simple, A Quick Guide to Guidance, written by Tim Chester, narrated by Matthew Lloyd Davis. 1. Decision-Making and the Will of God. Have you ever had to make a decision? Of course you have. We make decisions every day. Each morning we decide what to wear, our blue top or our red top, whether to have cornflakes or toast, or both, whether to take one road or another to work, how to respond to an email or a colleague's request, and so on. Most of the time we make these decisions without much thought. But there are some decisions we agonize over and which fill us with angst. Who to marry? Which church to join? Where to live? What job to do? To stay or go? So this is a vital topic for Christians. We want to make decisions that honour Christ and that conform to God's will. That can add to the angst. Like everyone else, we're trying to figure out what we want. But Christians are also trying to figure out what God wants. Not only is it more of a challenge for Christians, it's more of a challenge in our day. We make far more significant decisions than most people have in the past. Two or three generations ago, where you lived and what you did was largely determined by your parents. There was little social or geographic mobility. Most people did the job their father or mother had done. You lived in the community in which you were born. Even who you married might be largely determined by your family. Today, life is much more fluid. We have a far greater capacity to choose what we do, where we live, who we love, and even who we are. This is a great blessing, but it does come with increased angst. In the past, your identity was largely given to you. Today, who we are is increasingly the product of the choices we make. So those choices carry extra weight because our identity is at stake. So decision-making is relevant to all of us, every day of our lives, and particularly when we have big choices to make, the kind of choices that alter the course of our lives. The will of God. The problem is that people often have a view of guidance that, while it sounds very spiritual, does not reflect the teaching of Scripture. And this faulty view makes decision-making even more angst-ridden. Perhaps you've heard people say things like, "I'm asking God to reveal to me whether I should take this job."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?